Now, let's lead off with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner's choice to fill a vacancy on the city council. Eric Stock reports Molly Ward, a hospital chaplain and community faith leader, has never served elected office, but she knows City Hall pretty well through her advocacy.
Ward has been involved in many social justice causes. She is the Faith and Outreach co-chair for Bloomington Normal Not in Our Town and co-founder of the McLean County Interfaith Alliance. Ward says she hopes to put her social advocacy to good use on the city council.
I'm realizing that I've spoken out about community issues, I've marched about community concerns, and now it feels like the right time to begin to actually do something concrete.
One of those issues is a welcoming ordinance to limit police interaction with federal immigration agents. In 2018, Mayor Renner directed the police department to make it part of its policy. Ordinance supporters have reignited their campaign in recent weeks to urge the council to adopt it. Ward says she plans to speak with the residents in Ward 7 in West Bloomington to gauge their interest, but she believes the city must embrace the ideals that such an ordinance symbolizes.
I think that we need to make this a community where everybody feels safe enough to be able to reach out for help when they need it, that they are able to tap into the resources that they need.
Renner says Ward's history of advocating for the less fortunate moved her to the top of the list of 9 candidates.
As someone who has very, very long record of being empathetic and understanding.
The city council will consider the nomination at its November 9th meeting. Kelby Cumston, a project manager for affordable housing construction, is the only candidate to have declared for the city council seat in the April 2021 election. Ward says she hasn't decided whether to run for the 4-year term. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.